Somewhere in all this, there is a glimmer of shared ground visible, which offers hope not only to Thanet, but to the very many communities around the world that are also navigating today's interlocking crises of climate breakdown and economic insecurity. To reach it, net zero has to be part of a political project that addresses losses that have built up over a generation, such as the dwindling of secure jobs, affordable housing, and a reliable welfare safety net, and provides a convincing vision of the future. At Manston, located close to a major offshore wind farm, some have suggested this could take the form of a state-of-the-art green industrial hub built on the existing airport site. To those with power, Thanet might feel like a forgotten outcrop on the edge of things. But in reality, it is a window onto a set of arguments that are becoming part of the fabric of many places, from coal mines in Cumbria to cities in Germany which have banned older diesel cars, and which, as decarbonisation gathers pace, will increasingly concern us all. As Adam Corner argues, the fact that the mainstream climate debate is now an argument over the costs and fairness of climate breakdown mitigation rather than the science is itself a sign of progress. "This is the biggest show on earth," he told me. "It's changing everything. Of course you're going to have different and sometimes contradictory impulses in various places and among various communities as a result. At least we're now seeing these questions for what they are, and what they've always been, really, which is political. A conversation about social choices and collective priorities, which is a conversation that, on all kinds of levels, we desperately need to have."